Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 846. The topic is mindset, and the title is The Examined Self. I'm currently listening to an audiobook, and I'm actually about 20 minutes away from wrapping it up. So they're going through the summary, pretty much, of what was covered. But the audiobook title is The Man in the Mirror. And this was written by Patrick Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y. And this book covers solving the 24 problems men face. And I thought it was a great book in the sense that it really truly does cover a lot of the issues that men face in regards to what I find in personal experience, but also through my history of training clients. And it's interesting in the fact that a lot of what the book brings up and what I want to get across in today's podcast is, overwhelmingly, what influences the way we experience life is our own thoughts and our own resulting actions from those thoughts. In the book, they had a phrase they used called the unexamined man, which would be a person who doesn't examine their inner self, their thoughts and motivations for their actions. And the consequences of being unexamined has negative effects in their life. So they'll act out of anger, they'll act out of frustration, they'll be petty, they'll kind of do all of the things that are not good quality character, and they will then not have a good quality of life. So the book encourages you to examine yourself. Now, what that is in regards to the benefits it can offer would be the same for women as well as men, both young and old, people in every area of life. Every person who is alive and every person wanting to improve the quality of their life, they would benefit from examining themselves, taking a closer look at their thoughts and their motivations behind their actions. I think this would be an interesting book even to get into. We're going to talk more about the concept of the examined self here in today's podcast. But if you want to learn more about it, the book, The Man in the Mirror, would be a great resource, of course, for men, but actually also for women as well. I work with a lot of females as a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer for 19 years, worked with over 2,000 people, taught at the university level, worked with over 500 students, and we'll say roughly half of that was females, and it's actually probably a little bit more. So it's more common that females will ask for personal training help and assistance than men will. Men pride themselves into usually thinking they know what they're doing, whereas women are more willing to ask questions. So at least, if not more than half of the 2,500 people I've worked directly with, I can tell you their names, at least half, if not more than half, are females. And it's been beneficial for me as a male to listen to female-based or female perspective books. So I've actually listened to a lot of podcasts, a lot of TED Talks, listened to a lot of audiobooks. So there's actually one that I really liked called How to Stop Feeling Like Shit. Pretty aggressive name. And the author is Andrea Owen. So the first name is A-N-D-R-E-A. The last name is O-W-E-N, Andrea Owen. And what it was talking about was kind of dealing with negative self-talk as a female and the things that females would concern themselves with and worry about. And there are differences between females and males, of course, in kind of the mental process and our framework and perspective in life. I've read a lot of romance books, like couples books. I wanted to make sure when I got into a relationship that I was prepared as much as I could be. Yeah, so I listened to a lot of those books. Respect and Love is a really good book as well that shows kind of a little bit of a difference between male and female perspectives. There's a lot, just so much benefit out there to looking from the other side. So looking from the other perspective. So for females, if you're looking to learn a little bit more about males, The Man in the Mirror is actually a really cool book because it can show you what would be the concerns of the males in your life. And then you would then better understand maybe their thoughts and their actions and their motivations. For men, you absolutely will benefit from reading books, listening to books, listening to podcasts, and looking at the perspective of life from the female perspective. That book, How to Stop Feeling Like Shit by Andrea Owen, would actually be a pretty cool place to start. So if you want to check that out. Now, the example we want to talk about today is, why is it important to look at our thoughts and our actions? It's important because they have significant influence on our quality of life. So I have two examples here. One example is maybe on the way to work, back when people commuted to work. Maybe you have an essential job and you are still commuting. But when people would commute to work, if you got cut off in traffic, you might get angry. If you don't handle anger very well, or you're naturally already an angry person, you would then carry that anger for a significant portion of the day. It'll be very difficult for you to try to get rid of or move on from that harmful emotion. So due to that anger, you might be short-tempered at work. Maybe a coworker has a question, you kind of snap at them, don't really respond the way your true character would want to because you're already angry. And, you know, if it wasn't for that jerk who cut me off in traffic, I would have been, you know, 2 minutes earlier. And we carry that anger all day. So we snap at the coworker. The coworker gets offended. They now create some distance emotionally from you. And they all of a sudden have some insight into something in business that they don't include you in. This leads to a missed opportunity for you and maybe a missed opportunity for job advancement. It can actually be that something that small that can lead to something that big. Something as simple as being cut off in traffic and not knowing how to properly manage our anger can lead to us missing an opportunity at work. Again, that sounds kind of overblown, but this is actually very, very true. If you have issues with anger, if you have issues with the speed in which you can move on from a harmful emotion, meaning you stay in harmful emotions too long, and you don't have the kind of emotional intelligence to kind of work your way through it and move on in a timely manner, that can negatively impact the overall quality of your life. So this is something you'd want to examine, is how do I better manage anger? How do I better manage resetting my emotions after something throws me off kilter? Another example is if we feel stressed and overwhelmed, we're kind of struggling to accomplish the tasks that we have in our to-do list, but we don't communicate those feelings to anyone else in our life. This is going to lead to us being harshly resistant to anybody asking us of anything. So if somebody goes, "Hey, honey, would you mind?" And you're like, "What? What do you need?" Not going to go well, right? Whether it's a loved one, whether it's a family friend, whether it's a coworker at work. Also, we'll have very poor impatience towards tasks and moments that aren't directly related to the tasks that we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed by. So maybe we have a moment with family, a moment to enjoy a loved one, but we're not really enjoying it. We're kind of looking past it. We're not even present in the moment because we feel so stressed and so overwhelmed about what we need to get done that it seems like wasted time. This can actually lead to a sense of loneliness for yourself, that you don't feel like anyone understands you, no one knows what you're going through. That can then lead towards resentment towards others, and usually the ones you love the most. So you're going to feel lonely, you're going to feel resentment, you're going to feel distance from them. They're going to feel your harshness towards them. They're not going to know why, so they're going to think that maybe they did something wrong. Maybe you're mad at them, maybe you don't like them anymore. There's a lot of kind of cascading questions that can come from simply just lack of communication. If we're feeling stressed, if we're feeling overwhelmed, our loved ones are the best people to express that to. Maybe they can't do anything to help, but it is helpful that they know. And if possible, it is good to ask people for help. So often if we struggle with asking for help because we feel like we have this belief that we should be able to handle everything and we're Superman or Superwoman and, you know, we need to have our head on straight and we need to handle all of our business and blah, 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 blah. We kind of forget that phrase, no man is an island, is not a good phrase to live by. So if you don't ask for help, if you don't communicate when you feel overwhelmed, that can cause a lot of problems. That can cause a lot of problems in your relationships, in your own emotional and mental health. So there are a lot of examples of these. These are just two examples where what we do internally, what we think, then what that turns into as motivation and actions, how that can influence the quality of our life. if you don't yet look into and work on your inner self, you're missing out on a lot of benefits in regards to the quality of life. If you have emotions, if you have mindsets that seem to conflict with the life that you want to live, until you settle those, until you solve those, until you resolve them, until you find a way to work through them, work around them, or rework them, you will not have the life you want. So let's think about these examples. Do you struggle with anger? When you get angry, do you have a hard time turning that back off? Do you have struggle with communication? Do you have a hard time expressing your own needs? Do you constantly blame others and situations for your behaviors that negatively impact your life? When there's blame to be assigned, where do you look first? Inward or outward? I think what we can do today is to rethink the definitions or the mindsets around blame and responsibility. When we're frustrated in life, when we're overwhelmed, when we're stressed, when our quality of life is low, when something negatively happens that impacts our life, it's common to ask the question, who's to blame? Who's responsible? What you're essentially asking in both of those questions is, why did this happen? We want to take the words blame and responsibility and kind of wipe them clean and more so look at what would we be looking for if we were to find out who was to blame or who was responsible or what was to blame or what was responsible. Really all we're looking for is, why did this happen? Once we know why did this happen, we can then ask ourselves, what can I do to influence this, either in the now to address it if needed, or if the moment has passed, how do you address it in the future? Essentially asking the questions, who's to blame or who's responsible, boils down to the real question of, what can I do to influence this? The more we can take our mindset away from others, away from situations, away from blame, and away from responsibility, and turn it inward and say, what are the actions I can take to have influence in this moment? We don't need to assign blame. We don't need to assign responsibility. We do need to find out why it happened. But blame and responsibility don't really help. At the end of the day, whether it is someone else or something else, you still need to find out, what can you do? What are the actions you can take to have influence? Now, sometimes other people are to blame. Sometimes the actions of others is what we need to address. We need to address it by maybe communicating the rules of the moment or communicating our personal boundaries. Maybe that's what was violated. Maybe we even need to decrease communication, create some distance. But these are actions we can take. This is really the only helpful kind of information. You have to find out why situations happened. But then you have to figure out, what can you do to have a more positive impact? If we look at our examples, somebody cuts us off in traffic. Pretty much this very second after they've cut us off, there's really no more actions we can take. There's nothing else to be done. Yeah, it's frustrating that somebody cut us off. Maybe we had a jam or brakes. Maybe we spilled our coffee on ourselves. There isn't much we can do with that, though. What are you going to do? Drive them off the road and beat them up in their car? It's not going to be very helpful to spend the rest of the day in jail. So I'd rather be 5 minutes late than spend the rest of the day in jail, right? So what our actions can be is to maybe take some deep breaths to remind ourselves that, you know, accidents happen. Maybe the person's in a rush. Maybe they weren't looking. Maybe they thought they looked, but you were in their blind spot and they didn't really see you. We all, if we've been driving for more than like a year, we've all cut somebody off at some point in time. We've all done that as well. And in the moments when we've made the mistakes, if somebody were to show us grace and give us forgiveness, wouldn't we have greatly appreciated that? Now, can't we give that to someone else? The absolute best reward to giving someone else grace is that you receive it as well. By forgiving that person, you can drop the anger that you might carry with you the rest of the day. By recognizing that you've also made that mistake and wishing, you know, hell, you know, I hope if they're in a hurry, I hope they get there safe. You know, geez, oh, is. And you just move on. That helps so, so much. That's what you can do. You can give them grace. You can forgive them. And you can move on and not have that anger carry with you for the rest of the day. In our example of feeling overwhelmed and stressed, what are our actions we can take? We can voice our stress to the people around us so that they will either hold off on any requests if they can be delayed, or they can help us out, or at least they can understand the moment. If you are short, if you are hurried, they will then know why. That is significant in regards to maintaining the quality of our relationships, for the person to know why you may be struggling, so they don't have to question, so they don't have to wonder, so they don't have to think. So in most situations, there are actions we can take to have influence in this moment. That's where we need to look. That's how we become the examined self, is looking inward at ourselves. What can I have control over? Maybe the only aspect I can control is my mindset. But what I would love for you to recognize is that that's the most important aspect. That's the most influential aspect of all situations, is your perspective, your attitude, your mindset. With the right mindset, you can get through any struggle, any moment, and maintain your character, and maybe even improve your character. Whereas being unexamined, by not looking at our inner selves, and not thinking of what we can control, we would let our emotions consume us, and wreak havoc in our life. So again, in most situations, there is something we can do to have influence. We can change our perspective, just have a different mindset. That can change our inner emotions, which then change our outer actions. It is possible. So what I'd like to do is to use today's podcast as kind of an introduction to the concept of the examined self. And we'll come back and create a couple more podcasts and create a series out of this and talk about different ways we can look inward at ourselves to create the outward world around us. How we can have a better quality of life internally, regardless of what's happening externally. Okay? So I thank you for listening to this. And again, I hope you check in for the follow-ups on this podcast. But the book is The Man in the Mirror by Patrick Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y. So that, again, is a great one to check out. And we also had that female one. If the males would like to say they've already listened to or read The Man in the Mirror, I encourage you to do that one first because it makes most sense with the podcast today. But then you can also look at the book How to Stop Feeling Like Shit by Andrea Owen. And the last name is O-W-E-N. These would be great books for males and females to go through because they look at our internal self. The more you work on what's between your ears, the more you can have peace with what happens outside of them. We can't always change the world around us, but we can change how we interact with the world around us. Accepting this responsibility, accepting this task, and seeking out trying to perfect my inner self. And I don't think it's really, for me, it's not a perfection as much as it's just, I just want to always feel like I'm getting better. And I am accepting it as probably a lifetime development. There's ups and downs, there's good and bads, I make mistakes all the time, but I'm also making less mistakes over time. And I've found that that has helped me so much in life. I'm much more peaceful, got rid of a lot of anger that I had when I was younger, got rid of a lot of negative self-talk, got rid of just a lot of frustrations that I had in life, and maybe disappointments as well. It's also helped me be better communicative with the relationships that I care about the most, and then also my business relationships. So I'm very blessed in that Brutal Iron Gym, the gym itself, and my kind of online work with clients is the best it's ever been. So next month in February will be actually 10 years of owning Brutal Iron Gym, and we've been able to grow every single year, and it just looks like it's getting better and better. And I wholeheartedly believe that other than the assistance from God, the biggest factor of growth has been my own personal growth as well. So I've had a lot of helping hands, and I'll be making a podcast on the 10-year anniversary and mentioning those people. So I've had a lot of helping hands along the way, including God and friends and family. But also, as I've grown, the business has grown. As I've grown, my enjoyment, my contentment, my peace in life has grown as well. And I hope the same for you. So please go check out these books that I mentioned and feel encouraged to look up even more. So there's a lot of books, like 12 Rules for Life is a great book that I really loved. It's a little bit long, but it's great. It's by Jordan Peterson. So that was a really good book. Let's see here. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins was a really good book about looking internally at yourself. So there's, let's see here. Simply Said, How to Be a Therapist. Love and Respect was a book I said that would be great for relationships. The last name for the author for Love and Respect is Eggerichs. So it's Egg Rich. So that's a great book. Really good for learning the different perspectives, males versus females. So there's a lot of benefit in those. I look at a lot of other books, like I got done with a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, which is really helpful to kind of work on creating habits for either stopping bad things or starting new good things in your life. Also, I just read the book The Developing the Leader Within 2.0 by John Maxwell. Amazing, amazing book. And they even just finished a short one called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. That's an excellent book as well. So the more you can look at the internal mind, look at your thoughts and how your thoughts influence your motivations, which then influence your actions, the more you can look internally at yourself, the more control you'll have over your quality of life and your experience in life. So please, please, please check out some of these resources, and then please check back in when we make the part twos and whatnot of this podcast topic. So I'll give us some examples and lessons and applications. So I think it'll just be a fun kind of experience to go through and share the lessons from the books that I've listened to and try to give you a shortened version, quick version, to where you can apply it right away and help improve the quality of your life. So thank you for listening to this podcast. If you do like this podcast, especially this episode, go ahead and click a like for this episode on the podcast platform you're on. Also, if you like the podcast itself, please share it. You can share it on social media, email, text message, conversation with a friend. It sincerely means a lot when people share the podcast, because the more this podcast can grow, the more people we can reach, the more people we can help live the happiest and healthiest lives. Then also, if you do like the information that we present in our podcast, you can always find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. I post every single day on Instagram, and so that would be the one I would definitely check out. You can also submit requests if you ever want to have a certain topic included as a podcast or as an Instagram post. If there's ever anything that you want to know, we want to know. We want to know what you want to know. That's really the whole point of this podcast, is to be a resource for you to help you live your best life. So if there's ever anything you want us to teach about or explain or educate, whatever, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.